Blog Talk Radio.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirt together, we're polishing up our act.
Moving,
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 moving.
Once again, it is Friday night. It is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and we're here tonight to bring you news and to bring you information, entrepreneurial opportunities, economic opportunities, how you can make money and be successful in an economy like we're in today. There's so much happening in the news right now. Be aware, be aware, be aware. Alert, alert, alert. Noticia, lots of black people in the last month or so that I have been looking at the news that I know of, 25 lynchings. People have been lynched to a tree, to a pole, to some a place, but they have been lynched. They have some, you know, a rope around their neck, and they have suffocated and died. And this is a type of lynching that went on for years and years and years in America. And this is happening again. And it is vital and important that we keep aware of what's going on in our surroundings and our conditioning. These cases, by virtue of the family reporting it, have been deemed suicides. The police department have written the investigation off. They haven't went into no thorough forensic or further investigation. They have primarily written these cases off as suicidal. It's impossible for a person to put themselves in a rope tied around their neck, stand up on a high tree or high level pole and jump off and commit suicide. These cases are being deemed suicidal. The parents, the families are requesting, ask the police department for further forensic investigation, for DA to investigate, to find out what happened to their family member, and they're not getting any further assistance from the police department to go into further investigation into the deaths of their family members. It's strange because these are 25 different states, miles and miles and miles away from each other, and these people are deemed suicidal. And there's no further evidence or no further information gathered in these cases to resolve them. The family members are not given due process. They're not being allowed to go and get further information, further investigations into the deaths of their family members. This seems strange to me. It's strange to me because, number one, it's 25 people. It's strange to me, number two, because nobody's talking about it. You don't hear about it on the news. It's strange to me, number three, because all the departments, all the police departments are following suit. We're just following it as a suicidal incident with no further investigation, no further information to the family members, to the families, to the fathers, the mothers, the aunts, the uncles, the nephews, the children of these people. There's no further information. That just seemed very strange to me, that you would have 25 people, 25 different states, under the same circumstances of a lynching, and that they all would be deemed suicidal, and there is nobody saying nothing about it. Case closed. It needs further investigation. We all know that there's been a tremendous pressure between the black community and the police department, and it's been causing a lot of problems between the black community and the police department since George Floyd, since Officer Chauvin went to jail out of Minnesota, Indianapolis. There's been a lot of talk about defunding the police department. There's been a lot of talk about redirecting community services in the police department, redirecting the procedures in the academy, how the police are trained to deal with the community. And there's been a lot of riff-raff, stressed anger, and a lot of turmoil between the black community, the Latino community, community of color, if you will, and the police department. It is a tremendous responsibility of the government, the United States government, Justice Department, the FBI, the CIA, everybody that's involved in the legal defense of this country, as well as human rights violations from the UN, that we request that there be an investigation into these circumstances, further look into these circumstances, and we ask the UN. The UN already did in 2016, they did a review of the conditions of African Americans in America and the substantial amount of numbers of killings by police officers and law enforcement, the number of African American males incarcerated. It does not meet, it does not fit the crime percentages. We commit 20% of the crimes, but we are 99% incarcerated. White people commit 45% of the crimes, and they represent 1% or 5% incarcerated. This is outrageous, it's wrong, and it has to be adjusted. We got the politicians now calling. Every day I get a call from the Democrats, from the Republicans. They're asking me, give them money, give them my vote, support their candidacy. I've never been asked to support a candidate not in my state. I'm asked to support candidates in Georgia, support candidates in Washington, support candidates in Chicago, California, West Virginia, candidates who are conservative Republicans, white candidates, black candidates, Latino candidates. They're calling and calling and calling and calling. It's a stressful time for the Democrats and Republicans. They're fighting to control the Senate, Congress, the House. They're fighting to control the governmental policies. They're fighting to control the Supreme Court. They're fighting to control from the White House down to local municipalities. They're fighting for control. I dare say this is a time that we say to them, you need to put further investigations into the extreme amount of killings of black people in the United States here, and we need to find out exactly who is responsible. And we have to start asking the government, not the police department, community affairs, public relations, because all they're going to do is give you the ho-hum. Yes, they're going to act nice because they're a public relations department. We need to ask the government, the federal government, the state government, the national government, to start taking these things seriously. We need to go to the UN. We need to file human rights violations. We need to sue the United States of America for violations to black people and a continuous violation to people of color. If we don't put these things out there, they're going to continue to violate. We're going to continue to have lynchings and killings by police officers who are disenfranchised and angry about Chauvin going to jail, about defunding the police department, about officers being held responsible for their violation of the rights of citizens, the human rights, the civil rights, the legal rights, the judicial rights of citizens are being violated hand over fist, and they just love, and they had extreme 400 years of violating black people, African Americans, blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans. They have 400 years of this level of violation, human rights violations, particularly our there's no humanity for our people in this country, and we have to put it to the forefront. We have to make these politicians understand we will not support them and their party. We will not support their candidacy. We will not support their legislation unless they have a human rights bill to redeem the conditions of violating the rights of Native Americans, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, people of color and minority people. But it started with slavery. If you want to trace back the beginning of the violation of the human rights, the civil rights, the innate rights of people, it started with slavery. And it goes into other violations and other violations, because once you give the devil away, he continues to show his ugly face. So we have to start understanding the conditions that we're living under. We got to start coming together and changing these conditions. Because if you think that you sit in a safe haven, forget about it. If you think your children are safe, forget about it. If your child packed up yesterday and flew to California, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Chicago, New York, Miami, Florida, Pennsylvania. If your child left any place to go to school, to university or colleges outside of your state, and you think that they're protected, I dare say you better think again. If you think you're safe in your little safe haven, your new community, your neighborhood, you better think again. Now, we know we got robbers, we got thieves, we got molesters, we got rapists, we got killers, we got gangs that kill on top of killing, we got drug addicts and alcoholics, we got homelessness in our community, continuation of crime. But when you have the law enforcement creating criminality, then the whole thing breaks apart, because the criminal now has room to criminalize the innocent citizen. And this is where the problem is going to perpetuate itself, and it's going to get out of control. If we do not stop, I don't care about cops telling me, well, there's criminal activity in the community. I expect that to happen. But when the people that's supposed to subdue it, the people that's supposed to stop the crime, the people that's supposed to control the crime become criminalized, then we got a problem. Because now you got two forces of criminality. You got it within the justice system, the legal system, the judicial system. You got it in the judges. You got it in the district attorney. You got it in the police department. You got it in the legislators who work in government, the senators, the congressmen. When you start having the council, the state, the senators, the assembly, when you have corruption in government, the criminality in the society will go off the hook. It has to stop in government. The government have to step up, take responsibility, start the clean house. Did anybody know that last couple of months, 30% of all the New York City Police Department retired, took an early retirement? Do anybody understand what that means, that these guys are leaving their jobs? And I don't think it's because they're concerned about the corruption. I think they're concerned about their behind being investigated and finding out what they've done, guilty, and they're getting, they're feeling they stop. You can't do things to people. You can't kill and hurt people and think that you just go about your merry way and everything is all right. It doesn't work that way. So we have to start holding people accountable, people in government, people in the judicial, people in the legal, people in the policing departments. They have to be held accountable. If cops in New York City, wherever, are running amok, I'm looking at the police commissioner, I'm looking at the mayor, I'm looking at the governor, and I'm looking at the president. I'm not going to the little peon that's working. I'm going to the head of those departments. I'm going to the people who control the department. If your child go up crazy tomorrow and kill people and rob and steal, they're not going to hold the child individually responsible. They're going to hold the parent responsible. They're going to say something you did not teach that child. As much as they took parenting authority away from parents and parenting skills away from parents, they still hold you responsible for the illegal activity, the criminal activity, or the antisocial behavior of your child. You're held responsible because you're over that child. These people, commissioners, police department, the police department has at least 15 different levels of commanding offices that oversee and command the police department. New York City Police Department has a $6.2 billion a year budget. They have tons and tons of equipment and training. They have tons of people overseeing each department. And the whole thing is running out of control because the government is allowing it to happen because of slavery, because of the judicial system, because of the fiduciary responsibility to the citizens have gone, because of the Constitution is a violation of the rights of people. In the Constitution, it violates the rights of black people, and because of the penal codes are also violating the rights of black people, the judicial codes, the codes that they use in the Supreme Court, the codes they use in the federal court, the codes they use in the criminal court, the family court. You check them out. You check them out. People are sleeping, and the system is running crazy. It's running out of goddamn hell right now. Innocent children and innocent people are dying. I could care less if it ran out of hell and people were protected, but people are not protected and people are dying consistently. And there's something has to be done. People tell me, Ron, you crazy to go out and talk about that because they're going to get you. Well, they're getting me any damn way. If I say, now, damn if you do, damn if you don't, I'd rather go down fighting than to go down like a coward. My daddy said, a coward dies 1,000 times. A man died once. I can't die. I can't afford to die 1,000 times. I ain't got that kind of patience. I want to die once. So I'm just saying to all of us, get your act together, unified, organized, march, scream, yell, write letters, talk to whoever it is, Congress, whoever these people are, make them aware of what's happening and make them that you're aware and make them that they're responsible. They're responsible. Biden is responsible. Kamala Harris is responsible. The judicial, the Supreme, Chuck Schumer is the majority whip. He's responsible. People, God said, anybody that lead his people astray is responsible. Anybody deny his people the innate rights that God has put upon this earth is responsible. You're responsible for your children. If you let your children go hungry, go crazy, go naked, go totally full, you're responsible not only to them, but to God. God holds you responsible. The government is responsible. If you don't think they're responsible to me and you, then have goddamn common sense to understand they're responsible to God. This thing got to change. It has to change. And we can't keep living like this. I know I can't keep living like this. It's tremendously, it's crazy. We have with us tonight as well the Enigma herself, a.k.a., I'm going to call her a.k.a., I'm going to call her Enigma, a.k.a. Mrs. Calvin Smith. We got her here tonight, and she's going to share with us information, community services, and things of that sort, and some things what she feels about the situation as well. Let's give her a nice hand.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, President Bayim. I'm just thanking my sister Sadie and all those who are in Local 26. I'm an old radical, and they know me as the Enigma and a whole lot of other things. And I've been in this fight since I was born, so I don't understand why we're separated. I don't understand what it is to wake us up, because we have been through worse and had sugar water and had butter bread, and we acted like we had the fight in us, and now it's like we seem like we're dead and we want other people to handle it for us. You can't live without having someone to help you and be supportive. And we're not supporting each other, you know. We can't We can't keep fighting with each other and fight the system and fight the devil and fight, you know, Satan and the whole nine yards. We have to come together in prayer and be strong within our own individual selves and decide, do we want to let go of this slavery and really have a good life for ourselves and our kids? And there's a lot of programs that the Ethiopian Federation introduces. I don't know if people take advantage of it, but bed and breakfast, Airbnb, is one of the businesses that can help the Ethiopian Federation if you have a home and you want to rent out a room. That's a financial way of doing it. We need to start helping others start their own business and help them be creative in the community, because we need to buy up as much real estate as possible. The homeless is more us than there is them. We are expendable. I've been saying that for the longest, but everybody else been saying I've acted like a radical. And, Carol, you don't know what you're talking about. I've been in the military. I've seen ropes hanging from trees. And I keep growing with y'all now that we have a multiple of bullets and shotguns, and they just literally have Trump running around here like the American flag and Biden. This is a white man's war, and y'all keep persisting to stay part of it. I'm a Native American. Upstate don't get involved with nothing that white America does. You notice all Native Americans stay in their path and they try to help to the best of their ability. Far as we're concerned, all of y'all are immigrants and this is our land, and before anybody get any piece of anything, we have to have that acknowledged by everybody in this country. This is not yours. This is ours. It was stolen and it's still being stolen. And y'all steal from each other. And they allow this to happen because they feel that we're ignorant. And we show them every day that we're not strong. And we used to be strong. We used to have our own lawyers and doctors and villages that they blew up. We had history. All of us had history. And we created sewers and all kinds of things. But that's our forefathers. What are we doing now? And what are we doing in the Ethiopian Federation when we know the original Jew is dying on purpose? Because white is still want to dominate. And don't think for a second that Russia put their arms down. They got every missile pointed at America. And so does China. Nobody's playing with you anymore. You 45, 50, 55, 60, somebody should be helping you start your business for free because somebody helped them. We got enough kids being raped in this country of color. We got kids being sold of color. We got people being killed because of their organs. You know how valuable you are? At the age of 12, they don't mind snatching you up because your organs are worth millions. The older you get, the better off they try to get rid of you. This is a germ warfare that they stored up since the beginning of World War I. We all cannot be chiefs. Some of us have to be Indians. Some of us have to be warriors. And some of us have to realize this is not our planet. This belongs to God. And we have a choice. We can unite or play head games about whose label is the highest and who's stealing and who's doing what. But you still in America and you got the richest thing in the world, and that's water. It's called white gold. It's not important what your label is. It's important that you not united with your people and you do as much as you can. Do as much as you can. Nobody's asking to give your life for your country. You don't have to do that because you don't have a country. They made that so. And every man is not equal, and you don't speak English. You're not in England. You're in America. You should be speaking American, but you pay taxes to England. And you're still under England rule. And this country is broke. And in 3 months, you're going to have a shortage of food. So I advise y'all to stack up on your canned goods and know who your real friends are and start thinking with your heads and not your pockets. It's not important to drive that car every day. Learn to walk. It's not important to have a steak and go out to dinner. Nobody cares. If your money disappeared right now, there'd be somebody replacing you. You're expendable. They don't mind. They've been killing us for hundreds and hundreds of years. So if you see a country that don't have a nation of their own people in it, who are you? And how long do you think they're not going to do it to you? And that wasn't a movie that you saw. That was the KKK and every hate group climbing up the White House and letting you know that they're there. And what pisses me off, it's all right for us to act out and let our kids stick up stores and shoot each other, and we don't know. We don't never know who did it, but you want somebody to stop it. But I bet you one damn thing, when Whitey comes out there, your kids won't be out there. And not a radical group will stand out there like Malcolm X did. Y'all forget history because y'all bought so easily. I don't. Now one of y'all are coming upstate to do anything to my Native American people without permission. Let me make that clear again. We're aware of every group, every program. If it's down in California, we already got the word up in Canada. We got the word in Winnipeg. We got the word upstate. Your KKK station is upstate New York. And every state has a KKK station. 2 years ago, they just signed a treaty to make sure that y'all don't get hung. And you cannot keep forgetting where you came from and keep acting out like y'all, you know, very important because you have a degree or don't have a degree. As long as you of color in this country, they will divide you because of color. They will divide you because of your money. And they will take away your kids because it's easy. There is no more foundation unless you are rich. And that's not how it used to be. The poor led in family. The poor led in business. The poor led in ideas. Our kids are sleeping in cars and in streets. You can't see? Are you blind? The houses that you are in, you bought from somebody who had it like 20, 15 years way before you. The sewage system has crumbled. You have sinking ground. Pay attention. I ask you because y'all need to love and come together and be in peace because we are loving people. And I believe y'all are too. But everybody cannot hustle a program that can help everybody if you be patient. You can all have a business license. You can all make some money. The Ethiopian Federation can have water for the Jews. You can really be part of a program that y'all can stand out and stand strong and forgive your enemies. And if y'all can't do that with each other, y'all can't do nothing with nobody. I'm an old Black Panther, and I'm two steps away from being 70. And I've seen enough hanging and killing and being expendable, and so many black men died in Vietnam, coming back junkies and the whole nine yards, that I should be out of my mind and jumping off a bridge somewhere. I should have been the one to blow up the two World Trade Center. I should be the one climbing up on top of that damn White House. All the black women I've seen tossed pregnant and stomped and run over by trucks. How do you forget? And there was West Indians and Indians and Chinese and people getting raped, pillaged, and plundered, but they struggled and they survived to this to do it again. We must stop this madness, and we can stop this madness, but we're going to have to die for this, and it's not going to come easy. So I advise you all to wake up and start loving each other. I advise y'all to grab somebody young and make them listen. Because everybody I knew that was old had a big hand, and I've seen old women beat up young men, literally. That's the kind of school I came from, and that's the kind of school I'm keeping. I'm keeping Mother Hale in my heart. I'm keeping my Uncle Peg Leg in my heart. All those who were strong and stood against that line, against the KKK that was on horses and white sheets, all them people that raised me and struggled when we had to march and our foot got stuck in that tar and it was 100 and something degrees and they shared food, those are the people that love me that have died, but they still with me. I don't know y'all. If you hating your sister and you hating your brother, and we got reality shows calling each other B-I-T-C-H's every day, and our kids are getting raped, and we got more hookers than we do pimps on television. Every day you see nothing but killing, 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 jail, 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 but don't keep nobody's word. We still got people in jail for marijuana, but you're fussing about a basketball gay woman. I'm not mad at you. But stop being a hypocrite. You either black, West Indian, white lovers, whatever, but be proud of it and defend it. But don't come to a program and y'all hustling each other. Y'all are breaking my heart. And I'm not even married to you. I ain't help y'all get a green card. It's just that I know that the people that died for me and fought to protect me is dying again. This program needs to come together and be at peace with each other and stop the racism within this program. I love you, but God loves you more. And I know that he loves me because I haven't blown up shit. I got two sons, and I waited 25 years for one, and he's still with Jesus, and he's so blessed. They're so blessed, and I can't even say if something happens to them what I might do. But I definitely would not come to the Ethiopian Federation for any kind of sympathy. I would need strength. I would need boulders. I need women that stand up and lift a black man off the fucking floor and anything else that comes towards us, and a black man that'll lift two men off if they come towards a black woman or any woman of color. I need strength. I need God's strength. I need God's soldiers. I don't need fake people that pretends they love Jesus, and as soon as they get off this program, they're talking about somebody. Don't talk about me. Do something about it. I ran for elections, and I argue with every Democrat and Republican, and they just don't know what to do with me. They're scared to talk to me. I've talked to everybody from every 50 states, and each one is going through changes and losing their people, and they're blocking out poor areas, and they're not building. I spoke to President Carter, and he still got the Habitat for Humanity, and they want black people to build up. They want you to have construction. What do you want? And what can I help you get for free? Because everybody's been a hooker and a hoe at one time, male or female, in this country. Mentally, physically, some kind of way you done sold out something. You're not as rich as you think you are. And that paper you got is a personal achievement. What are you going to do before you die? How are you going to show that Jesus still lives in this country? So on that note, if you want to start your own, I will help you, but I will not work for you. If you want to do anything like a podcast or go out here and protest, I will help you start it, but I ain't marching with you. I'm fasting now, and I'm trying to live. So if you got children that want to do some things, I will support them. I'm not going to draft nobody. I don't think everybody belongs in the military. They don't need to know about weapons. Y'all got enough weapons out here that y'all could create a whole army. Look in your homes. Check under your beds. You got kids? You better check that. Check your back of your cars if they got a car. Your nephew come visit, check them. Okay? It ain't always marijuana. Check your people. Look at them. Smell them. That's what they used to do when I grew up. They knew if you had a gun, and they knew if you popped your cherry. They knew. Y'all need to start knowing. Look, if you got a house and an apartment, and you got kids in there, and a computer, there's somebody chasing your kid, and they in there, and they trying to get your Social Security, and they will take your house today. So pay attention. Know that God loves you. And as Reverend Ron said, start getting it together. Because when you least expect it, this government knows how to flip things on you. And it's a damn shame that Lysol knew and y'all didn't. But I knew. And I know there's more to come. You're going to have more than monkeypox. There's more things to come. Read your Bible. Don't listen to man. He tells you the truth. And this has been going on since Adam. So I love you. I'm going to say goodnight. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Miss Sadie. God bless you all.
Okay, so we're so happy to have you on as well and giving us that information. That's very valuable. And people must learn to forgive themselves. A lot of y'all think that you're unforgiving unto others. But it's not that structure. It's that you don't forgive yourself.
Amen.
So must learn to forgive yourself so that the only way you can actually forgive somebody else, you have to forgive yourself.
Amen.
The only way you can, God can forgive you for your transgressions and your violations of his laws is that you have to forgive others. God said, I can't forgive you. You can't forgive your brother and your sister for their sins. So like Sister Carolyn said, we got to learn to live together. We got to learn to forgive each other. You know,
yes.
Will Smith said something the other day, and it made sense. He said, you can't keep holding people responsible for every mistake they made against you. You got to let some of them go. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to let go and let God. Sometimes you have to give it up.
Amen.
It's too much for you. And I know that in my situation, I have tons of situations. I let go and let God. I let God fight the battle. God said, I will fight your battle, but you got to step back. God can't fight and you can't fight at the same time. If God's going to fight your battle, you got to stop. You have to stop fighting. And I know this because I was just like that. I would fight my battle, and I would expect God to fight it too. And God
doesn't
understand. If you're going to sit up there and, fight, I ain't in it. If you're going to curse and carry on and hit somebody inside the head, if you're going to do whatever you're going to terrorize people because they did ABC to you, God said, I will not fight with you in that instance. So we have to learn a whole bunch of stuff. First, the first thing I would say to everybody, learn to save your behind. Learn what it takes to save you and yourself. People say, oh, I want to save my family. No, save your behind first. Once
Amen.
You save you, family will follow.
Amen.
But you got to save your behind. I learned that long time ago. I can't go step out here. I got 6 kids, and I can't sit out here and save every one of them. I tried, but I learned. But while I was trying to save them, I was dying.
Amen.
I was losing while they were losing. We both were losing. My grandmother say, if you're drowning, and all a person got to do is all the person can do is talk to you. They can't get a rope. They can't get an airplane. They can't get a boat to help you get the hell out of the water. My grandma said, they're going to talk you to death. They're going to sit there and talk you to death. They're going to talk while you're dying. And a lot of us is doing the same thing. We're not pulling nobody out of the water. We're talking them to death. So people, Carolyn has given you some good advice, some great pointers, because this world is off the chain, as young people say. It's getting worse before it gets better. But certain things, the Bible said, God said, there are certain things in your life I will not change. He said, because it's not about that thing changing. It's about you changing the way you handle that thing. So, sister, if you can't find a good man, maybe that's not, God ain't going to change that. You got to change how you go look for a man.
Amen.
Brother, if you can't find a good woman, God ain't going to change that.
Amen.
You ain't gonna never find one. You got to change how you looking for them and change you. Because there's something, might be something wrong with you that ain't nobody good wants you. You got to look at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm being honest with people. You know, I'm being honest with you.
I know.
That about you. You know, I found out, I thought, you know, the sister, the brother was saying the other day on the video, he said, brothers want perfect women, but they ain't shit. And he's showing his brother sitting on the corner drinking 40s, talking about, my woman got to have her nails done every week. My woman got to have her hair done. My woman got to have a nice ride. But you can't contribute to none of that. You sitting on the corner, ain't got a job to get her hair done, to get her nails done, to buy her a ride. So what you talking about, what she got to have? You ain't got a part of piston when the thing is. What standards are you setting for yourself?
Amen.
I told my sons, if you want a queen, you got to act like a king.
Amen.
I told my daughter, if you want a king, you better stop acting like a queen.
Amen.
Because things connect. It's
Amen.
Like magnet. Everything,
Amen.
Everything's attracted by its own. It's
Amen.
A magnet. It's a magnet. Good men are attracted to good women. Good women
Amen.
Attract good men. That's the way it is. So if you
yes,
get your stuff
brother.
Together and you act like you got some sense, you can find you. There's many, many, many good women out there. And all you brothers out there feel like you have to go get a white woman. Something wrong with you. Check yourself out. Something is wrong. People think it's normal. Dr. Umar Johnson, who is also a member of the Federation, and he's going to have a show. He's going to be on his podcast, and he's going to be on the Federation show, Eastern World Federation and Karma Corporation show. And Dr. Umar Johnson said, "Listen, brothers that need a white woman, there's something that you're feeling you're not complete, you're not good enough, so you need something extra. You need her to solidify you. You need her to justify you. I don't need nobody to justify me. God justifies me. People can't judge me. Only God can judge me. So you brothers that out there, you get your $1 million and you leave these sisters out there with these children, you just a part of the problem, part of the solution. And you brothers out there that got sons, nephews that are allowing, and we're allowing them. I told my nephew the other day, he got babies back to back. Brand new babies, back to back. Now he's upset because she ain't this and she ain't that. I said, well, shut the hell up and take care of those kids because they got nothing to do with that. Them children got nothing to do with how you feel about her. Got nothing to do with how you feel about her. Now I sat them down and I told myself, let me tell you something. Right now, this minute and forevermore, until these young kids, till these two boys hit 18 years old, it ain't about you. It ain't about her. I can give a damn about how you feel, what you think, what you said to her, what she said to you. That don't mean, like my grandmother said, don't mean a hell of beans to me. These kids right now, they're diamonds and gold. They're important. I told my nephew, get your shit together and take care of these kids. His mama's all on his side and just downing the girl. I said, well, who told him to put his penis in her? Did you tell him? I didn't tell him. Where did you get that decision from? I told him, why did you get with this girl? What was your intentions in the first beginning? A way to get away from your mother? A place to hang out? Some joy for the night? Well, brother, now these kids are here, and you need to step up. And every young man, I'm telling you, if you put your penis somewhere you sure you don't want to be, protect yourself. If you can't have a child with a woman, and you said if you meet her in the club, if you don't feel she's qualified to be your wifey, as y'all say, your BFF, if she's not quality, leave her alone. I don't care how many condoms you put on. Leave her alone. Because it's time for us men, and I'm a man myself, and I made mistakes. Paying for it now. It's a sad story, brothers, when your children step up and say, hey, look, dad, you ain't no damn dad to me. You nothing but a sperm donor. That's a sad thing. But if stuff went down that way, you have to man up and accept whatever comes. But I'm just saying, as a people, it's time for us to get ourselves together. It's time for the sisters, the older sisters, to teach the young women. It's time for the older brothers to teach the young brothers how to be a father. I'm talking to my younger sons right now, how to be a father. My oldest daughter have grandchildren, and my youngest daughter just had a baby. But I'm teaching her how to be a mother. And I'm taking, you know, Steve Harvey said, you know, we messed up, us older cats messed up because we did not teach these younger cats. Well, it's not too late. Each one teach one. Reach them young brothers right now that hang around you. A whole bunch of young brothers hang around us older brothers because maybe we got a nice car. Maybe we dress nice. Maybe they see we have a lot of female friends and they feel like they want to learn. Well, duh, that's your opportunity, older brothers, to step in, be a father figure to these young brothers because a lot of them looking for a father figure. They're acting a fool because they want somebody to step up and slap inside their head and say, boy, you know better than that. It's time for us as a community. Men must step up and be men. Women must step up and be women. There's too many dysfunctionalities in our community because women is trying to be the man is trying to be the woman, and there's all this confusion about femininity, that you can wear a dress and a shirt and tie and go to work, and that's fine. No, it's not fine. I don't need to look like a woman, feel like a woman, put on a dress to understand how to treat my woman like a woman.
Amen.
I need to be a man. Only a man can treat a woman like a man supposed to. Only a woman can treat a man like a man supposed to be treated. You can't try to be a woman and then say, I'm going to treat my woman good because I'm going to learn how to be a woman. A woman can't say, because God ain't made it that way. A man is a man. And a woman is looking for a man. She ain't looking for no man to wear no shirt and no dress and say, honey, let's go out because I'm going to teach you. I'm going to learn about how to be feminine. I don't need to learn how to be feminine. That's not my job. That's her job. My job is to be masculine, to be a provider, an African warrior. An African warrior lead the village to come back with something for the children in the village and take care of the women in the village. We need African warriors. We don't need nobody dressing up like no man. Carol, I know you don't need no man to dress up like a woman or try to be a woman or feminize himself so he can try to learn.
You know I am not trying to
find. What is that coming in here?
For 25 years where I've been, and I ran into a transvestite or whatever, and she was a man. She was a woman turned into a man, and I kept calling her Miss during the whole police training, and she was like, yo, Satan is doing whatever he want to do. I ain't mad at you, but I'm not that one. What I need is Jesus, and he kept his word with me, and you know me for 25 years. You seen my son. You seen what happens. You seen the miracles. I ain't got nothing against nobody. I just want to keep my act in order.
I'm just saying to young brothers, don't believe
that. You're trying to get me in trouble.
Society is telling these young brothers, in order for you to really understand your female, in order for you to understand your woman, you got to become her.
No, you need to become a man. Know how your penis works. Relate to your balls. Know how to clean your dick. Know what you're sticking your dick into. Know that when you're 12 years old, you able to make a baby. You need to be around some men because that's the problem. Everybody is, you know, women, you know, I can't even talk lately to a woman because they think, you know, that I don't do the rah-rah. I have to tell a person, look, I could kick you just like I kick a man and you'll hurt. You know, it's just the fact that, you know, they promote hatred between sexes on television. These fools literally believe what they see on this damn cell phone, and they believe that black people, Hispanics and Indians, that we all abuse. We never, is never, do you know a man had more choices of having more than one wife? You know, back in the day, if you was Muslim or Rasta or Indian, they, you know, if your wife was able, if she couldn't function, you went and got one, you know. But now they make everything, you're incest, you're screwing young men. Vietnam, we didn't, our men died. They started screwing younger men, and then the 50 turned 40. I said, oh, the devil, right. You know, y'all are retarded.
There's 50.
50 ain't going to change to 40. It'll never be 30. My God might give you the figure and the lifestyle or the body to be able to have the gift of looking youthful. But believe me, witches, you are old as crap. You get the joint and the menopause. Just like the rest. And the thing is that you cannot get from a young man what you get from an old man because they're not on your level. Most of them have been raped. If you've had babies from a younger man in the 80s when the crack was and the coke was out, that's a coke baby. That's a crack baby. Because we ain't have no damn men when crack and coke was out. Most of them were killing each other. It was a horrible moment. And Vietnam,
people
was on purpose. They assassinated all our men. And we started molesting the young men. I don't even understand how R. Kelly ain't in therapy. Because all of us have been molested by a relative. I went to a funeral where the man was molesting. He molested his sisters. He molested his niece. And his niece looked at me like, I'm glad he did. She performed. I said, get your act together, girl. Everybody was getting screwed except for me. My father had a rifle. I couldn't even go and spend the night, but I understood with one leg in a wheelchair, he molested his sisters. And it's unbelievable that still the female that thought that was his baby wasn't his baby. I mean, how is it that you don't know these things in your family? And you don't want to fix
it's
it.
Crazy.
But
it's
yet,
crazy.
Yet,
it's crazy.
I'm the crazy one. It's unbelievable how you how we have addicted to ourselves to white man's behavior, and we're the smartest in the firstborn. Our first Jews who are black and beautiful in Ethiopia are dying. And you're crying over here. About superficial crap. You should be in a jungle somewhere where the lion is chasing your ass up a tree, and maybe you'd be happy. Do you know how it is to walk miles just to get some water?
There you go.
Do you know what it is just to have children run up to you with no underwear, no clothes, and they hugging you? You know, what is wrong? What Bible are y'all reading? You Gentile.
Exactly.
You know, and nothing's going to happen. I don't understand what you say to them, Ron, and what we're saying is that
it's
your response. Whatever you created.
I know of a young lady. I know a young lady whose mother was on crack, and this man, they breeded her at 9 years old, and she was, according to what I'm hearing now, because she's only 21, and the man is 60, and he's dealing with her for years. Okay, that means you've been with her, sir, when she was 9 years old.
You've been raping her since she was 9 years old. And she had to adjust mentally.
Right. And now her condition, you took the fact that her mother was on crack and she was hungry as a child, and you abused that child. you are a piece of junk. There's a little boy on YouTube, on the social media, loving this 60-year-old white man. He's only 17. He got with this white man because his mother was on crack, and the white man took him and her in, and the man started to breed him at the age of 7. Now
do you understand? So what are we doing to each other?
This man is his lover. He considered himself married to this man. This man is 60-something. He's 17. He considers himself married to this man. He considers himself loving this man. He was being greeted, people, because of his condition, because his mother was on crack and he was hungry and poor, and this man showed him some love, but still in showing him real love, he was breeding him to molest him. He's
yes.
a pedophile.
And do
that
you know how many we got? Do you know since the virus?
He's a pedophile.
Do you know since the virus started? Do you know since the virus started, nobody could catch a plane, and all our American pedophiles stayed here, and they hopped on everything and anybody who was dying. Then now
Trump
that the planes are flying, you don't have so
up.
Much. But what are we doing to each other? That's my question. We
yeah.
know these things
Trump
are happening.
Trump,
are we going to start
Trump
helping each
Trump
other?
Yeah, they're trying out Trump was giving donations to North American Boy Man Love Association, where they say little boys at 5 and 6 years old can love a man at 35, 40 years old. They can be lovers. That's the boy
okay.
North American people get go Google it, people. These organizations exist. These men are fighting for the right to be the lovers of 6 and 7 and 5 year old boys. Okay? Trump, they found Trump's donations to this organization. They looked at his, you know, when they check your financials and they check your nonprofit donations and stuff, they check where the money goes. And they found this North American, y'all go Google it, North American Man Boy Love Association, Trump's been giving them money. So I'm saying to y'all, there are people out there, they feed on your children. If you don't take care of them, if you're crackheaded, alcoholic, homeless, down and out, and you're not watching, I'm not saying everybody now, I'm not saying everybody. Most people have a good heart. But there are people out there that will use your condition to supplement your child's needs with the intention of molesting and pedophiling your child. Be careful. And the most abused kids, children of color. Why?
That's right.
Because parents are not watching what's going on. But if you're on crack, if you're alcoholic, if you're homeless and helpless in your mind, you don't lose your damn mind, you can't protect your child. But beware of who's coming around you and your children. Be aware.
Amen.
Also, we got in the studio with us the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, from Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation. Tomorrow, y'all know, every Saturday night, 7 to 9, same telephone number, 347-857-1311. He's on tomorrow night, Saturday, 7 to 9. And we want y'all to get onto his show. He got some fantastic things happening, some financial programs and stuff like that. And we're going to give him a nice hand, and we're going to bring him onto the program and hear what he has to say.
Yes, indeed, brother. We're glad to have a chance to come on board with you guys. And you're bringing up a very interesting topic, you know, the abuse of our children by adults and how we need to find
get closer to your
ways
phone.
To really bring
get
our
to your
youth
phone and
into.
Maybe, on, maybe you are on speaker, and it's best to go to
okay,
regular.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just took it off the speakerphone. Yeah, well, as I was saying, you know, the abusiveness of adults against our children, and these are things that we really need to focus on as well, you know, because when you see a number of our kids out there killing each other and things of that sort, it's mainly because adults have not really put into their mindset that they need to respect each other. They need to, you know, try to help each other. And we need to, like, see each other as a community that respects each other. And that's something that we really aren't seeing now. And I was even having a conversation with a young lady today, and she was like saying, wow, this is really a trip. Because she was even saying that she had a similar experience than I was. And I was mentioning to her how I was on a bench in Marcus Garvey Park, and you know, I was calling some people in regards to, you know, some business transactions. But anyway, the bottom line was there was a whole bunch of kids that came on the bench next to me, and the next bench over, you know, there was about 8 or 10 of them, you know, and shortly right after they sat down on the bench, they started blasting this music. And I was like, wow, what the heck are they blasting music so loud for, you know? But anyway, when they did blast the music, one of the things that was very disrespectful and negative, you know, a young black rapper was saying, you know, these black bitches need to suck all of our dicks, you know? And I was like, what? You know, why would they even have somebody say something crazy like that to disrespect our women? And to, you know, have something, you know, that's, you know, crazy like that being said. We shouldn't have that kind of disrespectfulness in music and things of that sort. Anyway, the funny thing about it, which like really blew my mind with that, there was about 5 sisters and 5 brothers over there. And being that there was, the sisters were giggling and laughing, the brother was saying in the rap music, which was really crazy. And he kept talking about how the women just need to suck our dicks, and he kept on saying it over and over again. And I was like, wow, this is very disrespectful and crazy. And then when I was sharing that with the sister, she said, yeah, you know, and said, that was crazy right there. But she said, I even had a situation where there was a black rapper who was a female sister who was talking about how the brother needed to suck his dick, her dick. And I was like,
wow.
What? Suck his dick? She doesn't even have a dick, you know, so
wow.
How do you want to do that? But all of this kind of crazy conversations are going on where the respect for one another is not even there anymore. Because back in the day when we were coming up, if a brother came out and said some crazy stuff like that about how a sister should be sucking our dicks and stuff, there would have been a whole group of sisters that would have went to that rapper and cursed his ass out and maybe even popped him upside the head. But the bottom line is that you don't have that now. You got the young ladies actually laughing and giggling, patting him on the back and saying, good job, brother. That was really funny. And I'm like, what? You know,
yep.
So these are things where the only reason why that is happening is because adults are not stepping up to the plate and showing our children or our youth that we need to have respect for one another, that we need to reach out to help each other, and how we can be a blessing for each other. But the problem is, if no adults step up to the plate and say this to their kids, they're going to be down in the dungeon of Satan's negative thoughts of wanting to be disrespectful to one another, to hate each other, to even want to kill each other.
Amen.
And those are the things that Satan wants our people to do. But
Amen.
The bottom line is we don't need to let our children go down in that dungeon and mentally. What we need to do is raise their consciousness up out of that negativity and bring it into positivity. And the only way that can happen is if we step up to the plate and start to really see what we can do to change their thinking. And we can change their thinking. It's not even a question of can we do it. We just have to have different programs. And sometimes it's very difficult for parents to do it because sometimes they may be working 2 or 3 jobs in the course of a day. Sometimes it's a situation where one of them might be in jail and the other one is not really responsible for taking care of them. But regardless of what the reasons are, that's where you have also programs in your community that you can send your children to, and those people in those programs can help that child to get the respect, get the pride of feeling good to be a black person. Because even what Homeboy used to say in the music, you know, back in the day, you know, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, you know?
Amen.
But you don't even have music like that anymore that gives pride back to black people. All you hear is music that is causing us to disrespect one another, to hate each other, and to even want to kill each other. And that's one of the reasons why we really need to get rid of this nigga hate music, because it's brainwashing our youth and even our adults into seeing things from a very negative perspective. But we don't deserve to be down in that dungeon of negative thinking. We can be up on high in the higher state of consciousness in God and in Christ. And if you're with Muslims, with Allah. But the bottom line is whatever space you're dealing with spiritually, raise your consciousness up on high where you can show love, respect, and caring for one another, not hate, anger, and the destruction of wanting to kill each other. That's not
Amen.
Where our people should be. But yet, unfortunately, that's where a lot of them are. And the reason why is because, just as it said, as we spoke on it earlier, the ancient proverb that came from Africa was very powerful. You know, it was said, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, if that child didn't come from you and your wife or you and your girlfriend, don't feel that, hey, you know, I ain't got nothing to do with that kid. These three or these two over here, these are mine. These are the ones I'm focused on. You know, I don't care if I see this guy on the street corner selling drugs. I ain't going to say nothing to him. If he's stupid enough to do that, then let his ass go to jail. I don't care. But these are things that what I'm saying is we have to have more respect and caring for our children, regardless of whether they come from us directly or not. And that's something that we have to get back into, because if we're going to keep staying on the sideline and just saying, I don't give a damn about these niggas, nigger kids, I don't care about them. If we're going to have that kind of crazy and negative thinking, then the situations that we see are going to get worse.
Amen.
So once we start to actually show that we have a heart and mind that's open to helping our people and helping our youth, then that's what's going to turn everything around. Because what we're going to do is do everything that we can to see about bringing about some positive change for them. And that only comes about when we get into a state of mind where, hey, you know, I definitely can't see these kids getting flushed down the toilet in our communities. This doesn't make no sense. And we're just going to sit back and complain about it. We're not going to do nothing about it. That don't make no sense. But even if you look back in the 60s, the reason why the 60s changed, and this, it was 100 times worse than what we're dealing with now. Because
right.
back in that time, you couldn't even sit on a white person's toilet. They
That's
wouldn't even
right.
let you sit on that. You couldn't go to their schools. You couldn't go to a college or high school or even a junior high school or elementary school. None of that black people were allowed to do. You couldn't go into their stores. You couldn't go to a hotel. You know, you couldn't do nothing. Oh, and even if you get on a bus, you had to sit in the back of the bus. You couldn't even sit in the front.
That's
you know, all
right.
these kind of crazy. I mean, racism was at its peak at that time.
Oh.
And our people were in really, really bad situation. But the bottom line was that our people who were spiritual leaders came together and said, you know what? We need to do something about this. We just can't keep complaining about it. Our people are getting lynched every week. You know, by the Ku Klux Klan and other people. And we just can't sit back and say, yeah, we're going to just let that happen because, you know, that's what they want to do to us. So we just have to accept that. No. And they didn't accept that back in the 60s. And just like we can't accept what's going on now, today, in the present time. And
Amen.
Because they were in a situation where they actually reached out to bring about change, to unify our people. And that's very powerful. Because when we come together in unity, we can definitely be a blessing to our community. But the bottom line is if we just stay on the sideline with this and don't do nothing but complain about it, our situation is just going to get worse and worse and worse. So all I can say at this time, we definitely have something that we have to do in regards to reaching out to help one another. And there are good people amongst our people. I'm not saying that all our people are crazy and want to take advantage of our youth, want to neglect our youth and adults and things like that. There are definitely some people that, you know, would definitely even sacrifice their life to try to help our people. But back in the day, that was one of the things that happened too. You had busloads of black people that were going to hotels, they were going to restaurants, and they were protesting the fact that you can't treat our people like this. You know, there's no reason why if we got the money to pay to go into your hotel that we can't go in there because we're black. This doesn't even make any sense. And sometimes, depending on what state you were in, the real racist states were calling the Ku Klux Klan, or they were calling the racist police officers to come. And sometimes what they would do is take some of those people that were on the bus, and they would lynch them, you know, up on trees right then and there. You know,
that's
which was
right.
crazy. But these guys knew that there was a chance that if they got on the bus and went to these racist stores and restaurants and hotels and places, that they might
they
end up getting
die.
Killed. But they said, you know what, who deserves better? And I'm going to take a chance anyway and see what I can do to help our people out. So they went on those buses anyway. And so, not to say that every time they got on there that they all got killed and all that kind of crazy stuff, because it wasn't that bad. But sometimes, off and on, you would hear about feedback on how some of them did get killed. But sometimes when they went out there to the hotels, to the restaurants and stuff, none of them were killed and none of them, you know, were beat up or tortured or anything like that. So that was a good thing. And the beautiful thing about it was that when they went and did that, it put pressure on those hotels and other places where it caused them to turn their situation around, which was good.
Yeah, I'm so,
and these are the things that
I'm
we
so
need
sorry.
To do again,
so
because
sorry.
We cannot sit back and just chill out and complain.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I got Starsky Cook from the television show The Amateur Millionaire coming on to give us some words of encouragement, too. She's on it. She's on the broadcast right now, so she needed to get it on very quickly. So I'm so sorry, brother. Keep your thought in mind, and then we'll come right back to you. Let's give a nice hand to Dorothy Cook from The Amateur Millionaire. Give a nice hand.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
So good to have you on, my friend.
Yes.
Good evening, and thank you for having me on your show. Ron, it's a delight. I hope your listeners are ready to make some changes in their lives, because I always tell people about how to do it, but it's always got to be up to the person. You are the biggest factor in your life, and you must be the person to make the first change for you. Everybody won't change, but they want somebody else to make it.
Amen.
I had 21 people become millionaires. I did it in 18 months. Why? Because we were hungry and we were sick and tired of being broke. So when you're sick and tired of something, you will do something different. There's a man sitting on the porch rocking in a chair, and a dog laying right down by the porch. And the dog was laying on a nail, and he was just hollering. The dog just laying there hollering. The guy walked by. He said, "What's wrong with your dog?" He said, "He laying on a nail." He said, "Oh, okay." He said, "Why is he hollering?" He said, "It hurt him." He said, "Well, when is he going to move?" He said, "When it hurt bad enough, he'll get up and move." So when you're sick and tired of being broke, you'll do something different. And I'm going to share something with you tonight that can help you change your health and your wealth. And broke people always quick to say money ain't everything, and don't take all that. It does. Money is just like right up there with air and water. You need it, and you need good health. People always have a whole list of what they're not going to do, yet they stay broke. And if you don't get what you want in life, what you don't want will take over your life. How many of you are walking out there, wish I could have said, heard how somebody did something, I wish I could have did it, and then somebody tell you about something, the first thing you call it is a scam, yet you go to a scam 9 to 5 every day. That's a scam. They tell you you're going to make some money, you're going to do this, you're going to retire and live happily ever after. You're not. That's a scam. Or you take your money and pay the lotto. That's a scam. You're not going to get them millions of dollars. You know it and they know it, yet you're going to give your whole week's worth of money in hopes that you'll hit the lottery and won't take 5 minutes to build your own empire. So I'm here tonight to tell you about a health and wellness business that you can get in and make you some good money. The products are excellent products. We got a product that will cure a leaky gut in 14 days. We got a product that you can lose 7 to 10 pounds in about 12 days. We had some people here that were stuck in a truck, four or five of them in one truck drinking out of one bottle of Gatorade. The sister told her brother the next day she had COVID and did not realize it. Well, my friend was taking the products I have, and everybody in the truck got COVID except him. Plus, he lost 14 pounds. So we've got some excellent products. The name of the company is called Aluva, A-L-U-V-A. We have greens for life. We have a product that put all the greens in your body that you need. We also have immune build that will build up your immune system. We have an energy drink that is healthy. These are all plant-based products. Plant-based products. And then we have a G-Burn that gives you energy and burns the fat in your body. Now, you can take these products, change your health, tell somebody about it, and it will change your wealth. I made 21 people millionaires because they were sick and tired of being broke, and they made a decision. And if you're on this call and you're hearing it over and over, you do nothing, then nothing is what you'll always have. In order to have what others won't have, you've got to be willing to do what others won't do. You've got to make some changes. You've got to move when money moves. Money moves. And if you don't believe it, you're broke, that means it passed you up and went on to somebody else. Somebody else got the money. Your health is your greatest wealth. Your greatest wealth. With no health, all the money in the world ain't going to help you. Steve Jobs would have gave up all his money for one more day. And then if you got all the wealth and no health, same thing. So what are you willing to do on this phone, on these listeners tonight? Are you really ready to change? Are you really ready to do something different and stop being scared? Scared money don't get money. And if you're scared, do it scared. Do something different. We have an opportunity here of a lifetime that can change your life. You can get in here, make you some residual incomes. Your bills become residual every month. So have some money coming in. I'm very passionate about what I do, but I'm like the Marines. I'm only looking for a few good people that want to change their lives. If that's you, call me afterward, 281-802-8103, 281-802-8103. But if nothing else, half of the world out here has got a leaky gut. The majority of us do and don't know that's what causes disease. One out of every two people got a leaky gut. We've got a product that will stop a leaky gut in 14 days. It's too much stuff going on not to be healthy. We got a product that helps build your immune system so strong, you know, and people taking all these Vaseline's, and I'm not knocking any vaccines, and I'm not knocking anybody that does. But your immune system is the best weapon you got. If you make your immune system strong, it will fight anything. We're putting these stuff in our body that we don't even know what it is. And it's foreign to your body. So your body may try to fight it. If you've already taken the vaccine, God bless you. If you haven't, build your immune system, because that's your strongest defense against anything, is to have a strong immune system. God made your body so unique that if you take care of it, eat right, it will heal itself. So that's my to you guys tonight. If you're really ready to be healthy, to lose some weight, then call me, and I'll help you. I'll help you change your life. So, Ron, if anybody got a question, I'll take a couple of questions before I go. I mean, how bad do they want this?
Can you because that leaky gut is really something that they're talking about tremendously all over the internet, everywhere, and folks don't understand it to a certain extent. Do you know any of the symptoms of leaky gut that people can start to see if they have those symptoms?
I'm sorry, you said, does anybody have what?
The leaky gut. it's such a tremendous thing now that they're talking about. That's an illness that they're that's a condition that they're talking about all over the internet. Leaky gut.
Right.
And I was just saying that.
Right.
Do you know some of the symptoms of a leaky gut?
Tiredness, disease. They be tired, sluggish. You know, don't have no energy. Quickly catching colds, quickly catching all kind of things. Google it. They need to Google it for themselves. See, people sit back and want somebody to do something for them. And what I tell them, they ain't going to believe. No way. They going to want to know, is it FDA approved? Google leaky gut for yourself. And then realize that I have a product that will heal it in 14 days. So people need to do their own homework. While they're listening to you, they can hit Google. Google leaky gut. And see what it says. But weakness, tiredness, always tired, no energy. That's all of that. Sickness, catch diseases quickly, catch things quickly. All disease starts, most disease starts in the gut. We don't eat right, we don't sleep right, we don't take no kind of supplements whatsoever. All we want to eat is fried chicken and fry the chicken till they're dead. Cook the vegetables till they're dead. We've got greens that you can drink and get all the nutrition that your body needs. So, any other questions?
You have weight loss products as well, and products for skin.
I have what?
You know. Weight loss products for skin and hair.
Yes, I have weight loss products, and the green products is for the skin. It makes your hair grow. See, once you get all the junk out of your body, your skin glows and your hair grows. But you got to get all that dirt out. You got to get all that medicine out your body. If you've been taking medicine, these greens will clean your body.
Amen, amen. And these products, are they also external products? Like people are asking, are there creams and soaps and deodorants?
No, it's a powder that you drink. It's a powder that you drink that you put inside your body. The greens clean your body out, so when you get the proper nutrition in there, all kind of stuff starts happening. The green is a drink. The energy is a drink. The immune system is a liquid that you drop under your tongue at night before you go to bed. And then the G-Burn is a capsule that you take that burns the fat.
Wow, wow. So people are asking on the internet, are there soaps and shampoos and other kinds of cosmetic products?
No, I don't have soaps and shampoos. No, I don't. There's some out there, but I don't know what they are. I don't have soaps and shampoos. The green I have will bring the stuff out of your body like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, all your products are internal use products, herbs and
all my products are what?
Greens. All your products are herbal products, are internal use products.
Yes, they're plant-based products that you consume. I have consumable products.
Yes, this is Wendy Good. From Sumter, South Carolina, she wants to know, are these colon cleansing products to clean the colon?
Yes, the green will clean out your colon. Yes, it will. Yes.
Great, great, great. Okay, we got 571-264. You're on with Dr. Cook and a great opportunity for good health and wealth. You have any questions? 571-264. Are you there? 571-264. Okay. We got John Allen from West Virginia, and he wants to know, in terms of these opportunities with these products, is it best quality products, that there are X amount of years of testimony from people who are,
yes,
their
I
life
have
been changed.
I have, yes, yes, I have hundreds of, we have hundreds of testimonies, hundreds of testimonies. We had a lady who hadn't been able to cross her legs in 7 years because she had hip surgery. 3 weeks on this product, she crossed her legs. She was deeply depressed. One day, day one on this product, her depression went away. People lost 7 to 14 pounds. Yes, we have a lot of testimonies. If you're interested in the testimony, then hear it all for time's sake. That's not why. That's why I'm not going over. But you can call the number 281-802-8103. 281-802-8103. I'll tell you all you want to know about the product. I'll tell you all about the business side if you want to make some money. Everything you want to know, I have it all.
Okay, okay. Melinda Gomez of Modesta, Texas. She wants to know, are these products universally used? Are they can be purchased in all countries? And can she develop businesses in her native Peru?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Have her call me, 281-802-8103. I went to Peru. I fell in love with Peru. I was in the salt mines in Peru. I loved Peru. Yes, you can open up Peru.
Amen, amen. We have Bob Goodwin out there in Wisconsin, and he wants to know, in terms of the economic parts of making all this money, people have already over the years, as long as this product has been, how long have the products been out over years, that people have been very successful at making millions?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This product, it took 17 years to formulate. It's been out on the market for 1 year. So it's at the beginning. You've got first mover's advantage. When I got in a company and got in the first one in, 18 months later, I'd made $1 million. But, you know, most of the time people want to wait to see. Let me wait to see. I didn't wait to see because I was tired of being broke. So I took first mover's advantage, and 18 months later, I had $1 million. So if any of you are serious, if you are serious and you want to change your life and change your health, and yes, you can open up Peru. Yes, you can open up Colombia. You can open up countries, cities. You can open up your own home. 281-802-8103. Call me. I'll help you. I'll show you how to do it. Again, 281-802-8103. They call me the millionaire maker. Yes, I can help you.
Kyle Smith of Bronx, New York wanted to know, are you doing seminars, Zooms? Are
yes,
you doing presentations?
Yes, I do all of
for
that.
The products and,
yes.
And the services?
Yes.
And where can she
yes.
find out where those Zooms and those seminars are going to be held?
Ask her if she would please call me. 281-802-8103. We do Zooms almost daily. 281-802-8103.
Dr. Benjamin Bridges, Melinda Gomez again said that you have joined in. You are a member now of this product.
She has joined what?
And,
she has joined
Dr.
what?
Dr. Benjamin Bridges.
Okay.
She's a,
yes. Mhm. Yeah, I did, you know, join in, and one of the things I'm looking at is that it's very interesting. Some of the products that she has is products that can really be very helpful to people, and you know, these are things that, you know, as a people, this is something that we really need to get into, because dealing with it from a holistic health perspective is, you know, a lot more of an advantage than dealing with it from, you know, pharmaceutical medicine, because unfortunately pharmaceutical medicine many times has, you know, some terrible side effects that affect our people. And this way, you know, you don't even have to worry about that, you know, from that perspective. So, you know, this is something that could be good, you know, to help you, like she said, to lose weight, or it could also help you in regards to, you know, getting energy and things of that sort, you know, because sometimes whether you're young or old, you know, you could be in a situation where your energy is not as high as it could be or should be. So this is something that, you know, our people, you know, could definitely take advantage of. And the good thing about it, not only is it going to make you money, but it's also going to make you an opportunity where you can improve your own personal life health-wise. Because if your health is down and out, and like the sister said, even if you got millions or billions of dollars, you know, if you're on your deathbed and, you know, you're feeling all down and out and you only got like 2 or 3 more weeks to live, you know, even if you got $1 billion, what are you going to do? Nothing. But if you have a situation where you can have a cure for different ailments that you have that can really revitalize your life as far as energy and other things, then that's a good thing. And that's what this is all about, showing you different ways that you can revitalize your life from a positive perspective. But the thing about it is you just need to apply it and get involved with it. And the other thing, which is really important too, so that you're dealing with it from the proper perspective, is speak to my sister or, you know, some of the representatives there and find out what are the best ways to use these products so that you can get the maximum potential of, you know, getting, you know, what they can do for you. And that's very important, too, because sometimes, you know, if you're not really sure on something and you're taking it, you know, you may not be taking it correctly, and that way you're not going to be able to benefit from it as much as you should be. So that's where you definitely need to get the product and then, you know, get more information on the product so that you just know how to properly take it so that you can benefit from it from its maximum, you know, opportunity to help you. So anyway, all I can say is that I definitely feel that this is something that could really be great. You know, one of the things that, as I shared with you guys before, you know, we also did holistic health and wealth expos, and those holistic health and wealth expos were in the communities. And what we would do, we would have people, you know, attend these different, you know, functions, but we would have holistic practitioners, we would have herbalists, we would have acupuncturists, we would have masseuses, we would have chiropractors, and they would also have their table set up at the function, so just in case anybody wanted to get a massage or an acupuncture. Oh, and also one of the very important nutritionists, too, is a nutritionist. And that is somebody that is very important, because he's going to tell you what foods are, whether you know it or not, have a very poisonous effect on your system and can really, you know, end up giving you, you know, different problems like cancer or, you know, liver problems or kidney problems and many just other things. But if you don't really ever know what these different types of food can do, then basically you're going to eat them and think that they're okay when they're really not. But that's why a nutritionist is a very key, you know, herbalist, because with that nutritionist, what he could do is tell you what herbs and what foods to eat and things of that sort, so that you are not going to get caught up into very toxic food that could have a very negative impact on your system. And that's why it's very important, you know, to have these type of events so that you can get a clear picture of what foods are good, what foods aren't good, you know, and, you know, how you could actually, you know, change your life by different herbal products and things that you could take that will definitely have a huge impact on helping you. So all I can say at this point is definitely Sister Cook is definitely cooking up some serious and positive stuff that our people need to definitely check into. And as we do that, we're going to be able to take advantage of, you know, some very positive change health-wise and financial-wise as well. And that's the great combination, because it does offer both improving your health and improving your financial situation. So all I can say at this point is definitely check it out without a doubt, and you're going to start to see that this can be something that can really help you. Peace and blessings.
And you can go to www.AsInApple, AsInLarry, U as in Victor, AsInApple.co/DoroThy. I'm going to repeat that. www.ALUVA.co/DoroThy. One more time. www.ALUVA.co/DoroThy. And my phone number is 281-802-8103. If you're serious, call me or go to that site. We'll get all your questions. You're under no obligation. It don't cost you none. We get all your questions answered, and you make a decision. I want to be healthy and wealthy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Cook. Thank you so much, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. I don't know if y'all going to be on tomorrow night, 7 to 9 as well, pushing this product and these services. But Dr. Benjamin's on tomorrow night, 7 to 9, 347-857-1311. And, you know, people, we want to let you know that Pastor Brother himself, Pastor Hezekiah Walker, say it got to get better because God is in control.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause God,
God is in
control, y'all.
Thank you, Lord. Hey.
gotta get better. Oh.